chopping the sky, Mallorca pearls at 5 miles out. Maybe it's because you're single out as the duty-free body zooming along at escape velocity 5 miles up in higher-ad space, with that waiting cart in the aisle and the impatient stewardess, should you buy those Mallorca pearls. You're out in neutral, tax-free sky, your body has achieved liftoff from the history of the waiting terminals, but you're bored and stuffed and can't get enough oxygen, and the seat ahead of you is jammed tight right up to your belly and they keep feeding you soft food to slow down excremental habits due inertia. And all the orifices, everyone, are plugged into happy electronic prosthetics, so that the duty-free body is cocooned into a perfect comfort zone, into a perfect surveillance zone for crowd management, like Disneyland, where your holiday job is to shut down your body functions to minimal living requirements, like a bear in hibernation or a turtle on a 300-year life cycle. You're zoned away from yourself, technologies of entertainment, and most of all from the dreams forbidden of a crash that never happens. But that's shopping in the sky for the body process, and you still have those Mallorca pearls on your mind, and it's really embarrassing, because you know what's happening. First the stuffing up of the eyes, that's movies edited for the airplane body, then the plugging up of the ears, hyper treble rock and roll, and the force feeding of the stomach, will that be chicken or beef? And now the cocooning of the body, bored and restless. Shopping in the sky is the perfect model of consumption. Maybe the last appearance of the mole as it rockets its way into the high trajectory orbit of managed satisfactions, like those cigarettes which you can no longer smoke in the sky. But there's still those Mallorca pearls, and it's 3 hours from termination.